Now, this one had to do with a clash of generations. A party of 12 people come into Amano one night, and they were, you know, young 30-year-olds, and they had the look on their face that, you know, 30-year-olds have when their babysitters have temporarily liberated them from their children, you know. So they went about reducing my bar inventory by half.
Ah, yeah.
And they were at a little warm-up before dinner, you know. So they were pretty well-oiled by the time they sat down, you know. And they get kind of loud. And about 10 minutes after they sat down, the next group came in. It was a group of 8 people who Tom Brokaw would call the greatest generation.
Okay, sure.
You know, like in their 70s, 80s.
Sure, whatever. Right.
It's a small dining room in Amano, and it kind of got loud, and, mm-hmm. and one was trying to shush the other one. And anyway, the older group was complaining about the younger group being too loud. So the hostess went over and said, listen, could you just keep it down? You know, there's people complaining about you in the dining room. He said, well, who's complaining? She says, well, it's not really important. He says, no, I want to know. He says, well, that thing over there. He says, well, whoever complained, buy them a bottle of wine with us. We're just trying to have some fun, and you know.
Oh, okay.
And so he bought like 4 bottles of wine for these people in the dining room.
Nice.
It was great. Except the greatest generation didn't want any wine. You know, we don't drink. Just tell them to keep it quiet. Well, it just wasn't to be, you know.
Yeah.
And you had, you know, hearing loss, and so they're trying to scream at each other at the table. It doesn't work. So finally, one of the guys says, hey, keep it down over there. And they said, hey, come on, lighten up. We're just having fun. I don't know if it was just having fun that sent this little woman off the road. Now, she had the Presbyterian visage of a younger, prettier Barbara Bush.
Okay.
You know, a little 5'2" thing.
Yeah.
She gets up and screams this 4-letter expletive that began with an F, you know, and ends with a U, you know what I mean? Anyway, so it goes on back and forth. It was like volleyball. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, at the end, the hostess realizes she's lost total control of the dining room,
yeah, right?
It was nuts. Absolutely nuts, right? So finally, the older table announces that they're leaving.
Right.
So she walks to the hostess and she says, we're leaving this 4-letter expletive word restaurant, and we're never coming to this expletive word restaurant again, and you people can all go expletive yourselves.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
And out they went. And I said to her, I said, are you okay? She goes, yeah. She goes, are you all right? I said, yeah. I just hope she's expletive serious.
That a boy.